At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Make sure you get the SportsGrid app on iOS or Android. It's free. It's incredible. It's got the TV side, the radio side. You're going to love it. The SportsGrid app. It's smarter to be on SportsGrid. Did you know we're streaming on X? That's right. It's SportsGrid-Live every day, always, including right this very second. You can get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and Pharrell on a Bench podcast on Apple, iTunes, or wherever you download podcasts. Every day, Monday through Friday, both shows. Let's look at the lineup tonight on SportsGrid TV. At 6, it's Front Office Sports Today. At 6:30, it's Game Time Decisions with the Kevin Walsh. At 8, it's In-Game Live with Scott Wetzel and our friend Joe Madden out in Calgary. And then at 10, it's another In-Game Live with Adam Kaufman and the old blue liner, George Kurtz. From 10 to midnight on Sports Grid Radio. At 8, it's The Institution, Carver and Lisi, all that tonight on Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio. We're into hour 2, and we're still talking baseball on Coast to Coast. Good to have you with us. I'm Pharrell with Carver High. We're in New York City.
Yeah, and was not the best weekend for the Pirates out of the All-Star break.
As they, of course, had
Yinzerpalooza at PNC this weekend.
That went well.
And they got swept by the Chicago White Sox. They gave up 27 runs the entire weekend, most runs in a three-game span for the White Sox since 2022. They got started very early on Sunday's game with Miguel Vargas in the first inning on Chicago Sportsnet.
Wait for another pitch.
Drills this one deep to left field, and it is out of here.
Can I take my change? Can I pick Vargas?
Oh, man. Plus 550 today, and Vargas goes deep here in this first inning. Vassell smiling from the bullpen. Yeah, we see you. And it's the Sox with an early 3-0 lead.
You know, I know it's not quite as bad as the Rockies, but I'm like, you know, they're 24 wins. So the Pirates have 39 wins. The Pirates are 1-9 in their last 10. They've lost 3 in a row. They are awful. I mean, they are awful. Like, I tried to watch the Pirates play the White Sox. I wanted to gouge my eyes out. Honestly, they're so bad that there's no difference to me between the teams other than numbers. You know, 24-39, we could sit here all day. The Pirates are as bad as the Rockies. That's how bad they are. They stink. It is unbelievable to me how awful they are. And they never score runs, ever. They've had one series the entire year where they scored runs. That one in Arizona, it was unbelievable. It was indescribable how they scored 30 runs in that series. All I know is that when they talk about trade deadline and fire sales, the Pirates should be the poster child for it. They should literally, in my view, trade the whole team. I mean, every single guy on the whole team except Skeens. That's it. That's how bad they are. They are so awful that they should trade every single guy on the team. If someone will take their garbage, they are a garbage franchise. Watching them play baseball, I'd rather watch chicks with big asses play softball. I mean it. I'm not kidding. The games are better. Watching some chick throw 100 miles an hour underhanded is way better than watching the Pirates give up 20 runs a game. Honestly, I can't even take it anymore. I'm going to have a stroke watching the Pirates. They're so awful. I can barely take the Yankees, let alone the Pirates. I can't even take it. Like, I watch the Pirates. I'm pacing and cussing. You should see me. I'm breaking out in hives watching them. They suck so bad. They're an embarrassment. That owner, go jump in a river. Drown yourself. You're the worst. Nutting. What a joke of a franchise they've become. It's so embarrassing. Did you see their, and they even went to 500 all time. They're even below 500 now. They finally caught up with their history, their entire history of their franchise. All the years, every year of their existence, they're finally, they always had a winning record overall. Not anymore. They finally went underwater. That's how bad they are. Don't get me started.
Got Skeens pitching tonight against the Tigers.
He'll lose. They'll lose. Are you kidding? He pitches, they never win. When he pitches, automatic loss. Automatic. It's automatic. He'll go out tonight and give up two or three runs tops, and they won't score a run. They won't get a runner past first base. That's how bad they are. And let me tell you something else while I'm at it. I told you this last year. I'm going to say it again. Cruz, you suck too. I mean, you're a 200 hitter. My mother could hit better than you. He hits one home run every 3 weeks, and everyone gets all excited because it goes into the river. But he literally couldn't hit a mush ball. He's so awful at play. He swings at everything. They could throw a beach ball at him, one of those giant balloon beach balls, and he'd miss. Honestly, he is an awful hitter. Trade his ass, too. I don't give a rat's ass how strong his arm is. And he lost in that home run contest, too, just like I said he would. They never win anything, the Pirates. They couldn't win if the other team didn't show up for the game.
Well, as you talked about,
I want it because you talk about it all the time. You like when I circle the wagons in terms of.
Yeah, you circle them there. It's a lost Pirate season. That's pretty much what it comes down to. It's another lost Pirate season. Clear the decks. Cannonball coming in. Cannonball for the Dodgers this weekend. You talked about it with Bill before. Brewers beat the Dodgers 6-5 on Sunday. They swept the weekend series. They've won 10 games in a row. They're now tied with the Cubs for the top of the NL Central. One game back of the best record in baseball. What a run for the Milwaukee Brewers. Dodgers on the other side, they have now lost 10 of their last 12. You would think they've lost like 30 out of 35. Listen to these guys. Here's Kershaw.
I don't make anything of it. They beat us. We need to play better tomorrow. I don't have much to say. I'm going to get myself in trouble. So let's just call it. Thanks. All right.
All right. Bye. See you later.
Whoa.
Oh, okay. All right. How about Mookie? Maybe Mookie's in a little bit of a better mood. Why don't we go across the locker room?
He's had a great year, Mookie.
It's just another day at the park. Nothing really changed, so doesn't matter.
With looking how these last now few weeks have gone for this group, it's clear the frustration is building. Is there a conversation that you all have amongst each other? What has got to be the key for you all to kind of get back on track?
Just got to play better. I mean, in all facets. I can't speak for everyone.
Like he wants to drink a bottle.
Just got to figure it out.
He's having an awful season, too, by the way.
Yeah, he is. He's having an awful year. Really
bad
year.
What a shame. Honestly, while I sit with my team that is absolutely, stench, and then I watch the world champs suck this bad, I enjoy every second of it. I hope they lose every night. And, I'm really used to losing. It's been going on for 55 years. So I don't want to hear it about your problems with that cushy Dodger ownership group. Christ, they spend more money than God on that team. And watching them lose is almost beautiful, isn't it? It's way better when a team that has a $400 million payroll every year loses.
Well, they got 3 games at home with the Twins, and then they actually go on a long 3-city East Coast trip to Boston, Cincinnati, and Tampa. So they actually get away from Dodger Stadium for a little while, too, where it seems like they play all their games at home. But they will go on the road eventually. We'll come back and we will clean up the rest of the baseball. I've got a few other things from the weekend. And then, very rare for a Monday, everybody's playing tonight. 15 games in Major League Baseball tonight. How about that? They're paying us back for last week, giving us everyone playing this evening. I like
it. Should be that way every night for the rest of the season. Yes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
All right, so the Red Sox were able to salvage a game on the north side of Chicago after the Cubs beat them up.
They were able to salvage a game there against the Cubbies. 6-1 on Sunday. A couple of home runs for Willier Abreu. Big blow, though, off the bench. It was a day off for Alex Bregman, but he was needed in the eighth, Scotty, and he delivered on Nesson.
After failing to get a hit when Ref Snyder doubled yesterday, swinging to high drive, left field deep, hat back it up, all the way to the wall, see you later, off the bench, three-run bomb of Bregman. How do you like that? Red Sox on top, 5-1.
Well, I guess they made the right decision. Bregman was the guy they wanted, the guy they got, the guy they put at third. He was injured, came back. He's the best player on the team. And Devers is turning into a bum in San Francisco. He can't hit to save his ass. He's a bum. I mean, he's had two home runs the whole time he's been in San Francisco. He's awful. It is amazing to me what happened. I mean, can you explain to me, Mike, what happened to Rafi Devers? I mean, he is a bum now.
I really can't because he was on fire when they traded him. Like, when they traded him to San Francisco, he was, like, the 3 or 4 weeks before that.
Carrying.
Guy was, he was just destroying the ball every single night. And since he's been there, and I know that you're going to take a little hit in the numbers playing more games in Oracle than you would at Fenway Park. I understand that, but he's not hitting anywhere. Not hitting on the road, not hitting at home. He's not hitting. He's doing nothing for the Giants. It's been a bust so far, but he's a streaky guy. It could all of a sudden start happening for him at any moment. How about this Garrett, don't call me Davy Crockett because my name is Crochet. Another great performance by him yesterday. AL starter, he leads all AL starters in ERA, 2.19 wins. He's got 11. He's got 165 strikeouts, 135 and a third innings pitched, and he's started now 21 games. Crochet has been outstanding for Boston. What a deal that's been so far for them in year number one.
They look, and to me, they look better than the Yankees, still. And they've kicked still, the Yankees' ass.
Even without Devers, they've been better than the Yankees. Infusing some youth into the lineup, some younger players, which sometimes is all you need to do. Padres beat the Nats 8-1. They got a first-inning grand slam from Xander Bogaerts, and they never looked back. The Mets avoided the sweep at home against Cincinnati. It was David Wright weekend. Did you watch all the festivities with David Wright on Saturday? No, I didn't either, honestly. It was a little too much.
Fan. I don't watch Mets.
A little too over the top.
That
not him and Reyes and whatever. Either way, the Mets tried to not get swept. 2-2 in the eighth. They take the lead on SNY.
3-2. And Torrens hits it sharply, but right to McClain coming home. Soto with a terrific secondary lead got a great break down the line and beat McClain's throw, and the Mets lead it 3-2.
Yeah, but they haven't been playing well. I mean, they lost the series. I lost a ticket yesterday at +135 on the Reds. I went for it for the sweep, and they lost on that slide by Soto. But they have not played well at all, and it's been going on for a month and a half.
It really has. They have had all kinds of problems. 11-20 in their last 31 games. not a good scene for them. They will recall Francisco Alvarez from AAA. He spent a few weeks down there. He's in the lineup tonight. I did see that. So the Mets, home for the Angels here the next couple of nights. The Diamondbacks, every time you think the D-backs are about to fold up and sell everything, they rip off a bunch of wins. They sweep the Cardinals. They've won four in a row. Eugenio Suarez, Scotty, two homers on Saturday night against the Cardinals. How about two more for him on Sunday against the Cardinals on Diamondbacks TV?
Circulating in there, and somebody pulled one down the first baseline.
Gino pulled one down the left field line. And it's in the bullpen and bounces in. His second consecutive multi-home run game. Suarez's home run tear continues, and it's 5-1.
You know, let's just be clear. Now, we have heard for 3 weeks or four that the Yankees are going to get Suarez, Gallen, or Suarez, Kelly, and they're going to give up Schlittler and all these other prospects for these two guys on the Diamondbacks. You know, I'm starting to believe that, you know, that's not going to happen because there's like seven teams that want these guys. And, you know, when I looked at the offer, basically the alleged move that the Yankees are going to do to get these guys, it's not better than at least five teams that they're up against to get them. They act like, you know, the media and the sports world acts like the Yankees get whatever they want. And they're going to get these great players, and they're going to trade them garbage to get them. They're going to give them one good pitcher, and they're going to give them two prospects with them. And, you know, the funny thing is, you know who the Yankees do deals with? The Pirates. They're going to go get Bednar, and they're going to get, like, Santana or someone crappy from the Pirates, as opposed to getting this guy that hits 40, 50 home runs. They act like Suarez is a done deal already. You know they're going to F that up, right? Like nice and juicy like a Baconator. Can you feel it coming that they're going to butcher that at the deadline, Mike? I mean, you just, it's inevitable, isn't it, that they're not going to end up with any.
Yes.
All we've heard about in New York for the last month is Suarez is a Yankee. In fact, they interviewed him at the All-Star game about being a Yankee. They didn't even talk about any other team. There's seven teams that want him, including Seattle. Isn't that where he came from? They want him back.
Yeah, they want him back. I heard the Cubs want him. I heard there's a bunch of teams that obviously would like
to have him. Helen Keller.
Right, they're going to get Helen Keller and Cabrian Hayes. You know, that's what the Yankees are going to get. Cabrian Hayes. The Royals beat the Marlins 7-4. Kyle Stowers, remember he had three homers last Sunday? He had two Friday night when we left here. Your boy was on a tear, including a walk-off Friday night. We love Stowers.
He's a badass.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
So Friday night, I had the you know, wiffle ball bat to the side of the head beat style. When I had the Royals up 7-5 in the 10th on a ticket at plus money, and Stowers hit the 3-run walk off home run to right, and I lost that bet. And it was like getting bashed in the face with a wiffle ball bat. That's what it felt like. One of those big ones, like the fat one, not the yellow thin one, but the actual like big beat down one with all that with the giant barrel.
I guess it could have been a metal one. So at least it was a wiffle ball bat. It could have been a metal bat that you got hit with. So at least you did okay on that front. Cleveland beat the A's 8-2. Twins beat the Rockies 7-1. Joe Ryan, 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 11 Ks.
He wins every time he pitches, Joe Ryan.
He is having a really good year, Joe Ryan. Astros beat the Mariners 11-3. Christian Walker breaking the tie on Space City Home Network.
Christian Walker delivers a deep drive to left, and the Astros have their first lead of the day off the roof of the Astros bullpen in left field, and it's a 4-3 Houston lead.
Yeah, they still lost the series, and the only reason we ran that clip was because we like saying Space City Network.
That's also why, and I was prepping myself for tonight because Christian Walker returns to Arizona tonight. Where, of course, he spent his career
long
before going to Houston this year.
Tonight.
So that'll be dropping the crumbs for what's coming up in a little while.
Like Bellinger against the Cubs.
Tigers beat the Rangers 2-1. Of course, Scooble 6 2/3, 4 hits, 1 run, 11 Ks. But he didn't factor in the decision. It was tied in the 8th. Matt Vierling giving the Tigers the lead for good on ESPN.
Hit of the season for him, and the Tigers now lead it 2-1.
Yeah, I watched a lot of that game, and this guy Scooble's a freak.
He is a freak. There's no question about that. He's unbelievable. Second player since 1901 to have 160 plus Ks, 20 or less walks, and a sub-2.2 ERA through his first 20 starts of the season.
Mike,
only Kershaw did that in 2014.
Listen, that's ridiculous. It's not even Kershaw-type stuff. It seems to me like it's like watching Cy Young or something. It literally, he throws the ball from, you know what it reminds me of? What was the guy's name? Sid Finch? Is that what his name was? Remember the guy that brought the ball from behind and... It was the fake Mets pitcher. Remember, they had the guy on Sports Illustrated, the fake pitcher. I think he brings the ball from way back, you know, when he's throwing it, like back in the day. Like I'm talking about guys pitching in 1900. The way he pitches, it's like he just rears back and cocks his arm and throws it from all the way behind him. It's insane watching that guy pitch. It's like... He's unhittable. You can't hit him.
He really is. And then I saw them saying this morning, they already have him leaving Detroit. I saw some guys, I think it was Buster Olney, whoever was just like,
he's going to be the first. Dodgers.
He's going to be the first $400 million pitcher in 2 years when he's a free agent. And Detroit's not going to be able to afford that. How? How are they not going to be able to afford that? How can they not? They got tons of money. How are they not going to be able to pay him? They've paid guys in the past. Makes no
I'll
sense.
Tell you
they're
what,
the first team.
They're such a good team now. They are here and now. They are legit, dangerous, winning ball club with a really good manager and front office, and they're loaded with talent. They had 6 All-Stars. And where's he going to go? Play for the Yankees and lose? I mean, the Yankees are fair to Midland. The Tigers are better right now. In every facet, front office, field, manager, everything. Would you take Hinch or would you take Aaron Boone? Are you kidding me? Hinch is even better at cheating.
Every day of the week, I would take Hinch. It's not even close, to be quite honest with you.
Not even in the same conversation. He's not even in the same realm. Honestly.
Not the same realm. National signed their number one overall pick, Eli Willits. He's going to get $8.2 million. The Reds and the Braves are going to play the Speedway Classic in a couple weeks. Those games at Bristol, there's your uniforms for that. The Speedway Classic. Getting ready for that between the Reds and
what
the Braves.
What is the fascination with that little oval? It is beyond me. They do everything there. Hockey
football
games,
college football
games.
They played there. Yeah.
Football game. Like, what is the fascination with that place? I just don't get it. Shut up, Luke.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so we always love when we turn the corner to look at the best records and the money lines and the totals and, you know what I mean? And then we dive into the games tonight, but we got to get that in, right? Like, don't we have to find out who's making people money?
We do. First, the best records overall, because this has gotten a lot closer. Tigers had the best record for a while, but look at this. You know, they're 60-40. The Cubs and the Brewers are 59-40. So they're just a half game back of them. The Dodgers are 58-41. Toronto's 58-41. And then Houston and then Philly. So no Yankees, no Mets in the best record.
Now, where's the Yankees?
In baseball right now. They're not there. Not there. They didn't make the cut.
That's because they're not going anywhere. That's it. Like the teams right there that you just saw, take a good look again because that's October. There you go. Mm. There's your October. It's not going to be all these, you know, middle of the pack teams like the Yankees and, you know what I mean? Like, they just don't matter. Like, they keep telling you how great they are, and then you realize they're not in the pack of wolves. That's right there. The list right there is who the best teams in baseball are. There's not going to be any, you know, bottom feeders winning the World Series. Okay?
Nope.
Know that.
Nope. That's it. Now, who's making the money? The best and the worst money line teams. The Brewers, with this 10-game winning streak, are now plus 12.9 units on the season. Best money line team in baseball.
Look at the
Blue Jays, 12.2. Angels and Marlins have made people money, despite their under 500 records. Lots of plus money when they win. The worst teams, now the Rockies are 32.9, but the Braves are trying really hard. They're minus 26.1 units. The Pirates and the White Sox are also on the bad list for this.
You want to know how bad the Pirates are? Put the White Sox ahead of them there because they just put 27 right in their oven. I mean, they just did right in their keister. They just went right in there and set up shop. They got candles going and everything and incense, and they're just living right in the right there, right in their tuchus. That's it. They are the absolute butt feeders, honestly. Just set them up. Set them up in there. Put them in a cave. Put a torch in there. Get them a flare gun. I hope no one finds them either. I've had it with them. I can't even watch them anymore. They're so awful. You know what my son said to me? Listen, here's another joke for you. He said to me, he says, you know, I said, look at the guy. Why is the guy? I'm watching the Blue Jay game. I go, why does the guy have a pirate hat on? And then Gunner said, people like that. They love that gold P. They love that. I go, what are they, Chuck D? The only guy I know that wears a pirate hat is Chuck D from Public Enemy, right? Who else wears a pirate hat? Wiz Khalifa? He threw out the first pitch again. They do that every summer. The same thing every summer. You know what? Wiz just keeps getting older and he has less hits. I mean, I love Wiz Khalifa, but they just roll him out every year to throw out that first pitch. They got the same, you know, bobbleheads. They got the same Yinzer loser fest. And then they bring out Wiz Khalifa. And then some fat guy sitting behind the home plate at the Blue Jay game has a pirate hat on. I was watching the game, and the Jays won like 50 in a row. And I'm like, what's there some pirate thing? Sitting on home plate. What could be worse? What could be more embarrassing? I'm a pirate fan. The only pirate thing I wear out of my house at all is a Clemente shirt. That's the only thing you can wear without getting abuse.
Well, at least we know for all the pirate fans, it was Yinzer Palooza weekend that really finished him this year. You can always look back and go, when was that Yinzer Palooza weekend when they gave up 27 runs to the White Sox? Yeah, that was the end of the line for the Pirates this year. The best over and under teams. The Mariners have played the most overs this year. 55 of them.
I'll bet the Rangers, way that guy, the dumper, hits home run.
The big dumper. The Rangers have played the most unders, 61. Pirates, of course, are on the under list because they don't score any runs. So the Pirates are on the most under.
They're on the loser record and on the under record because they're losers and they don't score runs.
Yeah,
honestly,
pretty much.
I think I can play for the Pirates. I'm 60 in like a week. I'm 60, and I could play for the Pirates, and I could actually hit better than anyone on that team. They are like, let's go to the batting cage. I can at least hit the ball, and I'm 60. They have not one guy that can hit the ball. Not one. They literally have no one in their entire farm system that can hit a baseball. Meanwhile, they draft nothing.
They draft all pitchers. They draft all the pitchers. You know, they got no hitting whatsoever in their system. Let's take a couple pitchers with our first few picks. We'll just keep stacking up.
I could run the Pirates front office by myself drunk and actually do better. I really do.
Charrington.
I think I could make deals and get like three hitters, and I could actually get two or three pitchers and two, like, you know, relievers, and do better than the front office that they have in place now, which is the biggest joke front office and ownership group in all of sports, bar none. Mm-hmm. Not even close.
Amazing. Really is. All right, we got games tonight. Everybody's playing on a Monday, which is a rare thing. Usually Mondays a bunch of teams have off.
Thank God.
Not the case tonight. 15 games to go through. We'll start in Cleveland, where the Orioles and the Guardians are start of a four-gamer. Sagano against Bibee tonight. Guardians minus 135, plus 115 for the O's, and an 8.5.
Yeah, like, but the first thing I thought of was, are they going to change their name back to the Indians because the president wants them to? And while I'm at it, is he going to force the Commanders to change their name back to the Redskins? Because that was in the news today, both of those things. Mm. But I'm going to take Sagano here and an upset, plus 118 in the Orioles over the Guardians. You know why? Because Bibee has been a nightmare this year. Fair enough? I mean, does he lose enough for you? Because Sagano actually has a winning record now and has pitched pretty well and has a, you know, decent. He goes out and pitches decent every time he pitches. Bibee is a nightmare. You never know what you're going to get from him except losses.
Very
true. And home runs, too. He gives up those, too. He's the most overrated pitcher, too, in the American League. I hear about Bibee all the time. You know what they should call him? Bible. He needs to read the Bible so that he can pitch better. Maybe God will help him because no one else is.
Well, we know that God never helps the Pirates that you just referenced, and that's Paul Skenes
like
on the mound tonight.
They're criminals.
For the Pirates against Jack Flaherty. Pirates are favored, though, minus 130, plus +110 for the Tigers. 7.5.
That was the Pirate parrot right there.
Pirates are favored.
No chance.
Oh, boy.
I mean, honestly, run naked to the window. Flaherty and the Tigers plus +108. Tigers plus money. The best team in baseball against the worst team in baseball. I don't care if Skenes pitches or if his girlfriend pitches, Livy, because they never win. They never score runs for him. Ever. Ever. The guy wants to commit Harry Carey. He hates it there so much. He literally is saying, this weekend we went to dinner with his girlfriend. He talked about joining a lacrosse team. He's so sick of playing for the Pirates. He wants to play lacrosse now for the team in Denver. I saw them on TV. How was that on national TV yesterday, a lacrosse game? Is that happening now to the world? It really is?
There's lacrosse on national television? What was that on?
On ABC yesterday afternoon, I watched. Like, I don't know, Buffalo played Denver, and it was the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my life. I watched it sideways on the couch like this. I was like, hey, popping my head on a pillow, and I said to my son, I said to him, literally, I was laying there, and I went, is this on TV?
There were worse things you could have watched this weekend. I'm pretty sure.
No, there were worse things.
I don't know. I think we have a couple contenders for the things that were worse than the lacrosse. We'll come back and
Bristol.
Do the rest of the baseball. I mean, did you watch the WNBA All-Star game on Saturday night? I mean, that probably could.
You're right. I'm going to watch that. I'd rather watch ants walk on my deck.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
All right, we're looking at all the baseball games for tonight, and everyone's playing, as Carver High mentioned.
Everyone is playing. The Padres are in Miami against the Marlins. Randy Vasquez and Yuri Perez tonight, minus 150 for the Fish, plus 125 for the Friars, and an 8.5.
Yeah, here's another one that I'm not interested in, is the Marlins beating the Friars. I like San Diego here tonight. Again, plus money, plus 121. They act like, Perez is Whitey Ford. I'm not that excited about him. I know he's been decent, but so is Vasquez. And I just think the Padres are flat out better than the Marlins.
The Red Sox will be in Philadelphia against the Phillies. It'll be Zach Wheeler against Walker Buehler. Minus 215 for Philly, plus 180 for the Sox, and a 7.5.
Yeah, I like the Phillies here. I think Buehler's going to get tagged, but there's only one way to bet it. It's the run line at minus 114.
Buehler, 17 homers allowed in like 74, 75 innings. That's not good. 78 innings, actually, to be exact. Not hopefully a few more tonight.
He's only a big game pitcher. He only shows up in October and World Series games. He doesn't do anything in the regular season at all. But in October, he's unhittable, and he wins every game he pitches.
The Reds and the Nats tonight in D.C., Brady Singer and Jake Irvin, minus 125 for Cincinnati, plus 105 for the Nationals, and a 9.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go Reds. I tried to bet on the Nationals yesterday and Tipper Gore, except he gave up 8 runs, I think, in the first inning. Like, honestly, that guy, they talk about how good he is. I'll give him this. He can strike guys out, but he's another guy that doesn't win. Okay? He strikes guys out, but he doesn't win. So he's another one. Be careful. Careful where you step. He's like an IED watching that guy. Like 8 runs in the first inning. The bet was over. Like, I bet on this guy yesterday, and it was 8-0. I was like, oh, my God. Bogarts hit a grand slam. I was like, I'm done. Toast. Ticket ripped.
Finished.
They stink. They're another team.
Can't have it.
That's awful.
Can't have it.
The Nationals are awful.
The Yankees, of course, 3 weeks ago tonight got swept in a 4-game series by the Jays in Toronto. Well, now they go back to Toronto for more. It'll be Carlos Rodon and Kevin Gausman tonight, minus 120 for the Yankees. How are the Yankees favored? Even money for the Jays and an 8.5.
So I bet on the Jays, even money. That's 2 days in a row they've been even money, right? Like, no one... Gabe's right. No one respects them at all in the sports books. Like, Gausman's been great, and they sweep every series they're in. They've been impossible to beat at home, and they just kicked the Yankees' teeth in, and they're playing them again. The Yankees can barely beat the Braves. They lost the series. Now you're going to tell me they're going to go up there and start pushing around the best team in the East? Good luck. I bet the Jays.
Yeah, I would probably bet against the Yankees tonight as well and bet for Toronto. Angels, after 2 out of 3 in Philadelphia, go to New York City Field to see the Mets. Tyler Anderson and Kodai Senga tonight. Minus 180 for the Mets, plus 150 for the Angels, and an 8.5.
My problem is that I'm going to bet the Angels again at plus 151 because I don't care who's pitching. And I know Senga's really good. Problem is the Mets screw it up and lose every night now. What we just said, they're 11-21 in their last whatever. They're just absolutely playing terrible. they lost the series to the Reds, who stink too. And they lost 2 of 3 to them. They won yesterday 3-2 on a play at the plate. They're not playing good baseball. I'm not buying them.
Not buying them either. Giants and the Braves in Atlanta. Hayden Birdsong and Bryce Elder. -130 for Atlanta, +110 for the Giants. 9.5, big total.
You know what? I'm going to take the Braves because I just saw the Giants get swept, and they have not been playing well on the road. And here they go again down to Atlanta where the Yankees just lost 2 of 3. So I'll take Elder and the Braves.
Elder and the Braves. White Sox into Tampa after sweeping the Pirates. They'll have Sean Burke, former hockey goalie, going against Shane Boz tonight. -225 for the Rays, +185 for Chicago, and an 8.5.
I'm run lining Boz and the Rays at -110.
Royals will have Noah Cameron against the Cubbies tonight. Ryan Brazier will start. I believe they're doing kind of a bullpen opener situation. -155 for Chicago, +130 for Kansas City, and a 7.5.
Cubs.
Cubbies tonight. A's and Rangers in Texas. Jack Leiter and Jacob Lopez. Rangers -120, +105 for the A's, and an 8.5.
I like Leiter and the Rangers.
St. Louis will be in Colorado against the Rockies. It's gas can night. Austin Gomber going. Michael McGreevy for the Cards, who are -160 road favorites. Big total, 11.5.
It's now or never for the Cardinals. Give me Governor McGreevy and the Cards.
The Governor. Astros and Diamondbacks in Arizona. Colton Gordon and Zach Gallen of milk. -145 for the Snakes. +120 for the Astros, and an 8.5.
So this is basically, I guess he'd have one more start before the deadline, Gallen. This will be his second to last start for them.
Yeah, I guess if he's pitching today, he would pitch this weekend, and then that would probably be just about it before the 31st.
Okay, yes. I'll take Commissioner Gordon and the Astros tonight after your boy Gallen of stale milk. He's already lost double digits, 10 losses. He's just been awful. Meanwhile, the Yankees won him. Can't get anybody out. Yankee. He doesn't win, but everybody wants him. Okay.
Couple more games and then the long balls for tonight. Come back. Long ball.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
All right, so we got two left before Taters.
Yeah, we do. Of course, the Brewers are going for 11 in a row tonight in Seattle against the Mariners. Brandon Woodruff and George Kirby's Dreamland is the pitching matchup. Good one. -125 Seattle, +105 Milwaukee, plus money for a team on a 10-game heater, and a 6.5 total in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, I'm taking Milwaukee until further notice. I mean, they're winning every night, and Woodruff looked great in his first start, and I'll take him over Kirby's Dreamland and the M's at T-Mobile.
And finally, Minnesota will be in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. Uncle Festa, David Festa, is going for the Twins. That's bad news. You want to wake up the Dodger bats? Get Uncle Festa on the mound. Ohtani will start for the Dodgers tonight. He's thrown 9 innings so far of pretty good ball. -165 for the Dodgers, +140 for the Twins, and an 8.5.
Yeah, I like the Dodgers on the run line here at +114 to get it done and turn it around. I mean, the Twins, it should be easy pickings for Ohtani tonight, but he doesn't pitch very long.
He doesn't pitch very long. They have not stretched him out. I'm sure he'll go two, maybe three, and that will be all for him tonight. Let's get the long balls for this evening. With everybody in action in Major League Baseball, we got to start the week off right. Big flies on a Monday. I'm going after Walker Buehler, Scotty. I told you, 17 homers in 78 innings pitched already this year. Bryce has a couple in his career off him. Why not? Plus 330 for Bryce Harper tonight in Philadelphia. Hunter Goodman in that Cardinal-Rocky game, plus 360 for him. He's hit a bunch of long balls this year. I like the matchup. Ellie De La Cruz, plus 420 against Jake Irvin. He loves giving up home runs. Jose Ramirez, plus 430 against Sagano. Sagano has been good, is susceptible to some long balls, though, as he has been this year. Going with your buddy Jonathan Aranda. Couldn't get any homers in that swing off last week. I think he can get one tonight off of Sean Burke, the goalie, plus 450. And Christian Walker returns to Arizona. Why not? Let's go, baby. He knows gallon of milk. Let's take him deep. Plus 520 for Christian Walker tonight. Harper, Goodman, Ellie, Jose Ramirez, Aranda, and Walker. I will tell you, I'm probably going to find somebody for Dodgers because that Uncle Festa, he stinks. So we'll probably try to ring the bell with some Dodgers late night, too.
Yeah, listen, I love all those home run pictures tonight. I think that they're all going to fly out. We're ringing the bell several times.
It would be nice to get the week off to a big start with some big flies here this evening on Coast to Coast. Okay, there you go. Baseball for tonight. NBA, the Summer League wrapped up. I'll start by asking you this. Did you watch the Hornets and the Kings in the Summer League Championship last night? Well, if you did, here's what you got at the end. How about this? Knepel had a huge night icing the game, Scotty, late with a three on ESPN.
And even if they score, you've got to make sure it's a two.
Shot clock down to seven. Simpson around the screen. Fires to Knepel. Three on the way. It's
So they had that game at 10 Eastern, the championship game on a Sunday night because it was 7 in Vegas, and that was it for me. I'm out. So like I'm not watching a summer league game at 10 o'clock. I know they won. I saw all the highlights. That's all that mattered. I did watch the basketball tournament yesterday though. I was watching your boy Willie Cauley Stein and the Kentucky grads all playing in the basketball tournament for money. As you know, when they play for $1 million, things get real feisty. There's violence. There's hard fouls. There's fights breaking out. I mean, that thing has everything because they're playing for cash, and cash makes people crazy.
You know, you are right. Like, maybe they don't really care, but you throw like 1,000 summer league games on throughout the entire day for a 10 days straight, whatever it is. And the one game that matters at all, the championship game, you play it 10 o'clock at 10 Eastern
when people are going to bed.
Why on a Sunday? Why wasn't that the middle game at 6 or 7 o'clock East? You know, have that game be the
people go to bed Sunday night. They got to work and start the week off, right? Like they go to bed early Sunday. It's the one night people try to go to bed.
Yeah, you can never figure it out. Sometimes Knepel was also made named the MVP of the summer.
Very excited. Congratulations to him.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do: heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.